All right, we are streaming now. Doug, say hi.
Hello.
Doug's deaf. Yeah, we're streaming, so here we go. Goodbye.
Said hi.
I'm gonna go broadcast. Do
I
some of
hi.
Me. I heard you.
Not deaf.
I'm not deaf. Just misguided. All right. Goodbye. Alrighty. We're ready to roll in Las Vegas. Greg Wallen got the pole. Tristan Hill, Mitchell, got a good time. Bunch of cars for this one. It's going to be a fun one. We're going to be ready to roll in this race here. Get everything set up at the moment. Ready to rock and roll. Got everybody in Discord, whoever cares to watch. So I got that all set up. We'll have to see where everybody lines up in this deal. So on the pole gonna be Greg Wallen. He's gonna be on the pole for this one. Hey, remember to say it's broadcasting and all that in the league. We have prizes and all that. So try to get a few more people with it. So goodbye.
Alrighty.
Hey everybody, thanks for joining the race. This is a recruitment race if anybody's interested in checking out a league. We run on Tuesday nights. We're broadcast. And we just are two races into the season, so this is race three coming up next week. Also for tonight, you have one fast repair, two sets of tires. Go over some rules here. The first restart is on green. After that, the restart is on the leader in the restart zone. Leader also gets a choice of lane, inside or out, whichever one they want. Just call it out. It's like one to go before coming to green. Things not to do. No laying back, getting a big run to come whipping around the field. If you spin somebody, cause a caution kind of thing, you're going to get an EOL. And the blacks and yellows and everything are on iRacing.
There's a ton of cars, 44 cars. Oh boy, this is going to be a race. So, I'm ready, I'm excited for it. We're going to see how it works though.
Like I said, if anybody's interested, just stay around after the race and we'll get with you and we'll get you the Discord and everything.
What was the league called again?
It's WTF Racing.
Doug, the proud owner. All right. Gonna go meet it here. Here we go. So, WTF Racing recruitment race. Gonna be 20. It's gonna be 75 laps. Gonna have a break at 25, I believe. And we'll be ready. It's gonna be a fun one. On the pole is gonna be Greg Wellen in the number 23 truck. He ended up getting the pole tonight. In qualifying, some of the league guys that are in this one is the 94 and Mitchell Moore. He's in the league. Then obviously Chad Adams in the 51. He's starting a little bit further back. I know Greg, he was running. Joaquin was in here. Johnny Tubbs, he's in here. So it'll be definitely a fun one to watch, and we're ready to roll off. So excited for it. Alrighty, here we go. 75 laps at Las Vegas tonight. It's gonna be a fun one. A few elite guys running, but mostly a recruitment race. So, pace car pulls off. In the restart zone now. Here they go. Green flag is underway, and we're green at Las Vegas. Seems like a pretty good restart through for everybody so far. The field getting pretty spread out so far in this one. Kind of closer to the back, but up at the front, it's gonna be a drafty race. Got a lot of cars in the front that are looking to make their way through it. See the 51; he's already gained up a ton of spots at 7. One of the nicest paint schemes in the lobby on that outside lane. In that 7 on the outside. But I do like that paint scheme a lot. You see the 93, I believe that is, or 93. Does it look like the, oh, the 21 and 32, they make contact down the back straightaway, and they're going to wreck hard down there. And that's going to be yellow number one of the race. Let's go and take a look about what happened there. You see, ooh, it actually kind of, a lot of things happen in front of them. But 94, Mitchell just got a little bit loose. Everybody avoided it though, luckily. And then, ooh, on the front straightaway, actually, right there. 24 just was not clear on, let's see who that was, the 61 on Vaughn. And that, not something that you would want to see. And that, definitely was big. And then this was the one that I believe brought up the yellow 32, just gets in the left rear of the 21 hard on the inside wall. He might be done for the night, but gonna go back up there and to the front, check out what everybody's doing. We'll stack it back up and get ready to go. Some of the front runners. Vernon, he's not in the league. So two guys, top two aren't in the league. Mitchell Moore and Chad Adams are. So some of the non-league guys being pretty quick tonight. Think we'll start doing more and more recruitment races. We posted this one. Posted this one on Facebook, so will be Chris, I know that you're watching. Thank you for tuning in, Chris. Appreciate it. But there's a lot of cars kind of spreading out. We'll see when we get going. I know Doug's race controlling it as he's been the league races and stuff like that. The 23, he's know what he's doing. He is pretty far out there. If we take a look at the R-ratings and things like that. Greg Wellen, a 57K, 5.7K I-rated driver, so pretty high I-rated driver. Jimmy in the 47, he is a 5K flat I-rated driver. Rob Hayes, Mitchell, 3.5K. So pretty good I-rated guys in here. SOF of 2.1, so that's a good ironing to I think in a minute here we'll actually get a guest in here. Nick, do you got a copy?
I got you.
Alrighty. Been looking for some help in the booth and glad that you were volunteering to do this. I know that you didn't make it in for the race, but gonna help me broadcast.
Yes, sir.
Alrighty, sounds good to me. You are you in the race watching or?
I'm loading right now.
Alright, cool. Gonna look at a few different things.
Yeah, you do.
Just pacing right now.
Oh. Yeah, no, I was watching.
I think they're doubling up this time to get ready to go, and definitely gonna be fun to see. We'll trying to get up to the front. I believe that is the the 23's up the front. The 33 is the one that's up there. So he's gonna be starting the outside. That is Vernon. Greg Welland, Chad Adams, Rob Hayes, Mitchell Moore. That's going to be the top five for this restart. It'll be a fun one to see how these guys do.
Yep, should be interesting to see what sort of strategies they go with, tire strategy, save and pushing, and if there's any sort of fuel strategies that they might want to pull.
It's a 75 lap race. I'm not for sure if there is going to be a stage or anything like that. If you want to go ask Doug, Nick, you can.
I have to get dragged.
No, you don't.
I can't join race control.
No, you don't. Alrighty, into the research zone now. We're gonna see how they roll off for this one. It'll we'll have to see, but in the research zone they go, and they're underway.
There is no stage. We're just going 75.
Straight 75. Alrighty, I like it.
Yep.
You see the 23, Greg Willen. He gets a good restart, but he's gonna get caught up by the 51. He's going to try to make the move down the back stretch. You got the 199 underneath him.
Three, four, five cars under a blinker right now. 199 going under. Chad for second, trying to get up there, maybe contest for this lead. And caution is out.
Caution out once again on lap number 7. So getting incident after incidents. Guess that's kind of what you could expect to from league races or things like this, or from hosted races. So that is unfortunate. You see the Vernon, he pulls over and resets. Let's go back and take a look at previous crash. Who was that on? It looked like Greg Everett. He ends up going for a spin and it reset. So see what happened there. Try to find
just
it again. He actually,
like
he actually, well, he hit the wall in her yellow right there.
Lap 7, 34.
As we're still focused on him, he makes contact with the 24, then goes up in the wall, and then trying to save it as much as he can, then gets the 91 or 99 on his back bumper. They go down the back stretch and looks like in the corner, just comes down on the 99 and nowhere for him to go, but they made contact and it spun the 00 out, so 00 ends up getting turning that deal.
Yeah, 99 maybe thinking that he was getting held up or, you know, just going for a little bit of an aggressive move, and unfortunately Greg did not know he was there or just came down anyway, thought he was clear, ends up getting turned, couple guys involved, including Greg and the 99, of Nate. Unfortunate. But we keep rolling here.
Yes, sir. We're back at it. Gonna still be running. Still 75 laps. It's gonna be a long one. Alrighty, well, Greg Wellen, he ended up disappearing there. Not sure what happened, but Rob Haynes, actually, nope. Greg Wellen way ahead of the pace car, but he's blinking out quite a bit. But we got Rob Hayes in the only Toyota or any other manufacturer in the top seven that is not a. That's not a Chevy. He is the only Toyota in the top 10, it looks like, and the only different make at the moment.
You do got that Ford F-150 number 75 of Wally in P8. See, you know, what he can do a little bit later in the show. But yeah, a lot of Chevys in this top 10. And
really it goes all field yeah, it really goes out throughout the field. The 22 is in 13th place. And then in 14th is a Ford. So in the top 15, there's two Fords, a Toyota, and the rest are Chevys. So a lot of Chevys in this deal.
Crazy.
Interesting to see what the different makes and all that, what everybody picks when they first buy the trucks or different things like this and the classes like GT3 cars or other series where you have a choice in the cars.
Yeah, I think it stems from, you know, favorite driver, favorite manufacturer. That's usually what you're going to tend to buy.
Yes, sir. I know I run Toyota in the trucks, then I run the Chevy in Xfinity, and then Chevy, or then I run the Ford in Cup, so. I do all three in the all three different series.
Yeah, I'm Ford all the way around, so just sort of what I went with. But we're double file, we're coming to one green, or coming to the green flag this time.
Yes, sir. Getting ready to roll, rock and roll. Pace car lights are out, so we're going to be watching this restart here from the 94, his nose cam. And we'll be watching, or from his helmet cam, we'll watch this restart now. He's starting P5, third row on the inside. Gets a pretty good jump on this restart. Through the gears, you can see how much it shakes. Look to be pretty dicey on his outside, and they're already wrecking in the back.
Another yellow, very early.
Ooh, and
they're
wrecking in front.
Oh.
32 gets turned with the 42 running into him. Go back and take a look at what happened on that one. That was the 47 checked up, then the 75 turned left, it looked like, into the 19. And it turned the 32, unfortunately. He went hard in the wall after the yellow was out. But let's go back and take a look. What happened on the restart?
Yeah, someone missed the shift.
Everybody seems to be rolling fine. Ooh, someone downshifted. That was the 34. He missed a shift and then collected the 24. He got door damage from it, and he got spun from that. Then the 7 Oh, my favorite paint scheme. He gets involved in it. And then they all pile up at the on the start.
Yeah,
Unfortunate.
34, David Montgomery missed the shift. He did apologize in chat immediately. So, it is what it is. Mistakes happen. But hopefully we can get some green flag laps here.
It seems to be a pretty competitive field, but this is kind of the part when you do a recruitment race with as many people as we got in this one, luckily. So, I think they will think we'll be ready to roll here, and it won't be too bad. If we get some green flag laps in, we'll definitely have some good battling throughout the field, seeming like.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely a lot of fast cars, just haven't really had the laps, you know, under green to show the speed and, you know, start battling, really. But let's do a little bit of a run through the field if you want.
Sounds good to me.
Starting position number one currently, Greg Well in that 23 car. He's been the leader, you know, pretty much the whole race. Haven't really had a lot of contest because, you know, I haven't been green so far, but see what he can do in the long run if we do get any.
Then you got the 199. He's Rob Hayes. Haynes. He's a 3K Iron driver. He's looking to be pretty fast up at the front of this field so far, and looking to be the only other manufacturer to try to lead this deal, it seems like, at the moment.
Yep. P number three, we got Chad Adams, one of our league members and actually my teammate at Greg Motorsport, Everett Motorsports. Run up there, P3, shows a lot of speed usually at these half miles and in these trucks, but see what he can do here if we do go going green. Hopefully he can get up there and start contesting for this lead.
Speaking of league guys, Mitchell Moore in that 94 truck, he's in fourth place. He's looking to be pretty good. He qualifies, it seems like, good every league race. We've had the two races we've had. He got the pole at Daytona and qualified, I believe, in the top four or five at Auto Club. So always good at qualifying. Let's see how he where he finishes at the end of this race and finishes and ends up. See how he's able to stay up at the front.
Yep, now we got P number five, Glenn Stout in that colorful 19 truck. Yeah, he's running P5 right now. Looks to have been doing okay so far, but haven't really seen a whole lot from him. Again, we haven't gone green very much, but see what he can do here if we do get going green.
Then behind him, you got the 93, Jason Stevenson. He's up 13 spots from where he started, so one of the biggest movers in the field in that white and green truck. He 1.3K Iron driver. And doing pretty good for what his ironing says.
Now we got P number 7 in that number 22, very patriotic Chevy Silverado. Warren Young, see what he can do from P7, as I believe we're doubling up to go green here. See what he can do if we get green, you know, some green flag laps in.
Yes, sir. Then Johnny Tubbs, one of the elite guys. He's teammates with Mitchell. So they're both in chat right now. So there's Johnny trying to get up another road to try to get to his teammate, and that'll be the top eight so far.
Yep.
And then maybe next yellow we'll kind of do a few of the other guys, but we're coming back to the green. So see, Chad always warming up them tires. He likes warming up them tires pretty aggressively, if I do say so myself. He always likes picking up that right front tire, or trying to.
That Beatty and Sanders number 51 truck, P3, as we're coming to green here this time.
Yes, sir, sponsor of last race at Auto Club, and some of the races coming up. Beatty and Sanders going to be sponsoring more, but pace car lights are out. It's going to be dipping down to pit road this time. So got the 23 and the 199 on the front row. In the restart zone they go. 23 fires and we're back under green. See a little bit of contact in the back there with a few cars. Looks like everybody's still rolling clean, though. 51 trying to look to get to second. At the moment, he is. He's up to second place. Chad with a good restart so far. 94 trying to work the top. Mitchell running the high line, trying to get that momentum built up and making it doesn't seem like it's working too good on the tires that don't have too much wear on them at the moment.
Yeah, we'll see, you know, as the line, as these tires sort of change, see what the line becomes, where the top does work. As we see Chad trying to go to the outside for the lead, he's got a little bit of help from that third place car as they enter turn two.
Chad Adams on the right rear of the 23. Highest I-rated driver in the lobby. He's going to try to take him around the outside. He's got the 199 of Rob going with him. Chad's going to be clear through three. And off of four, he's going to be leading it. Coming back to lap number 18.
Trying to stay high, maybe give a little bit of help to the guy that pushed him around. They will both get clear. As here comes that 19 truck trying to get in the mix here. A little bit of checkup further back, but about five cars under a blanket right here trying to battle for this lead position.
Seems like the top seven are in single file lane. So they've kind of all single filed out. Then you got Johnny and Mitchell. They're trying to be the first two to run the top. They found each other. They're going to be working together for the remainder of this race, I believe.
Yep, as we see Rob Hyde and that 41 truck trying to go on the path, trying to go for a pass for P4 from the 19 truck, trying to clear him. He might be clear. He is clear. Slides up. 19 maybe trying to go for a crossover. Not quite going to be there. But again, just single file, see if anyone could really work a different lane, try and start passing these guys.
Rob Hayne, the biggest mover at the moment, up 18 spots. So he's the biggest mover of the race so far. We'll have to see where he ends up and kind of look at it. Actually, he's tied with Seth Steele in the back. But still up 18 spots. He's making his way through the field. He's doing a pretty good job of it. So he's looking to go underneath the 23, but he's going to get shuffled to the outside. The 19 is going to go underneath him, entering turn number 3, and off of turn number 4. They're going to be side by side.
Side by side, down, coming down the front stretch, trying to stay in that draft, get clear of that outside car. Looks like he's going to have a nose enter turn 1 and 2. Still not quite. Ooh, he slides up.
Contact. 19 washes up. That puts Rob in the fence. Interested to hear what they say to each other in the iRacing chat, but they are unfortunate for Roy. He was up a ton of spots. Man, that's sucks. I was rooting for him right there. He was gaining a bunch of spots.
Yeah, really unfortunate for him. Made some contact, might have a little bit of damage now, and that's really going to hurt his truck. But as we get back up to the front, still Chad out in the lead, maybe trying to work together with that 199, try and save some tires.
They worked together good earlier, so wouldn't doubt it. Oh, they're wrecking out in the back. Johnny Tubbs ends up getting back into him. Johnny, one guy in the air. Big flip, not in the front straightaway. We're going to send paramedics out there as quickly as we can. Let's go back and take a look on what happened there. The 42 truck, as we slow it down here, just wasn't clear on Johnny. It turned him into the wall. And then the 93 tries to come onto the banking, ends up not being able to make it, then gets stuck in the wall, and he's in the air. Oh, TV3 is a great cam. And then you'll see him just land right in front of the camera. What a shot right there. TV1 gets a good show of it. He goes, if we go to the blimp cam, wouldn't say it went to blimp cam height, but it went pretty high there.
Yeah, you see all the fans from the front couple rows filing out. I think they're all going to get new pants. But yeah, definitely a scary looking.
It was definitely scary looking. Then you see Mitchell. He ended up trying to slow down and go underneath the wreck, and then got ran into right there by the 44 truck. Just nowhere for 94 to go. He tried to turn left. 44 was underneath him. Nowhere he could kind of go, and then he got spun and hit the outside wall. So that not good for these guys, but we're ready to have pit stops at the as they all come down pit road.
A lot of front runners with damage. We'll see how that shakes out now as they all try and have the best pit stops that they can.
You see the 51, he's going to pull into his stall. He's got a pretty early pit stall compared to all the others. The 23 ends up staying out. So on lap 26, there's a lot of cars coming to pit road. But you got the 23, he stayed out. I don't know why he keeps going in front of the pace car. Not fully sure. You see the 32, he's back up at the front. He ended up staying out. So he's going to be out there, but the 199 wins the race off of pit road.
Yep, the 199, he did not actually pit. He just rolled down pit road. Don't know if he was trying to fake everyone out or missed his stall.
Greg Everett almost comes down into his own car and hits the 51 as he leaves pit road, but they
both
make it through.
Both Rock and the Beatty and Sanders car almost made contact with each other.
Yes, sir. Well, Brady and Sandy's car almost wrecked. That would have been good.
You want to do a little interview here, Chad?
Sure.
All right, let's get Chad up here.
I'm kind of screwed.
Nick?
Well, that's good to know. Hey, Chad. This is Nick and Cabe up in the booth, you guys?
Yeah, I got you.
All right, well, you seem to be doing pretty good out there. You had a little bit of help from that 199, it looked like. Tell me how you guys were working together, if you were, and, you know, what you think your chance here at the end.
I wasn't working with him. He was just following some greatness, I guess. So, going pretty good, I guess. Just fuel strategy again.
Yes, sir. I was going to ask you how much your fuel strategy you think is going to come into play. I know there's still over 50 laps to go, or just under 50 laps to go now. What is your kind of strategy heading forward, and what is your plan to try to stay at the front and finish this sucker off?
Yeah, man, if it keeps bringing out cautions, fuel's not going to be a problem, but if it goes pretty green, it's going to be a little bit troubling, but we'll find out here a little bit.
Yes, sir. Well, doing good at the moment, staying up front, staying out of the trouble. Good luck the rest of the way.
Appreciate it.
Well, that was Chad Adams, 51, truck, currently in P3. Called himself Greatness. We'll see if that holds up here at the end. We'll see, like you said, about that fuel strategy. If it's able to work out for him or not, should be very interesting. Yeah.
All right. He's in a pretty good spot at the moment. Going to be starting on that inside lane behind the 23 truck that stayed out. So he's the first one on tires. And obviously going to lose that set for now. But maybe just thinking if it goes green, it'll definitely help a lot. But the 23 ended up staying out. So Chad going to be behind the leader. And maybe in the best spot of the race right now at the moment.
As they double file, a couple of penalties given out, or being given out for people caused the wrecks, and going green this time, see if we can have a little bit longer run like we did last time, and hopefully not have someone die.
Yes, sir. It'll definitely be a fun one to watch, but it's going to be a restart on lap 28 coming to 29, so about 45 laps, if I'm correct.
That's definitely 47 this time.
Well, about 45. Let me get going.
Sure.
Up at momentum. So we're going to be coming back to the green now for the restart. 23 and 32 lead them to the green, and the 23 fires, and we're back into green at Las Vegas. Chad gonna be slow on the bottom. He looks like he misses a shift, He's going to lose a bunch of spots on the bottom there.
That is killer for Chad. He's been complaining about a shifter for quite a bit. Really messes him up there. Hopefully that does not happen in any of the real league races, but that's really going to hurt him, especially if we get going green here.
Yeah, he's going to have to do a lot of passing. See one in the fence right there. Don't know who that was. Still
yeah,
green
like
at the moment.
The 8 car of Thomas trying to Chastain it. Not quite going to work here, but he drops back big time.
Yeah, he's got a lot of right side damage. That's definitely not going to help him, but back to the front. It's getting pretty racy at the front battle. You got the 4, the 32, the 7, the 43. All these cars in this mix.
Really close racing. 3 car all but bump drafting the number 5 down the straightaway. Or excuse me, number 11 down the straightaway. Number 29. Single file top 3, but that 4 car and the 43 car trying to work that outside lane.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to be working for him at the moment, but the 7 truck, he's going to be trying to work that outside and be on the outside of the 32 now, heading down the back straightaway. What's he going to do? Heading into turn number 3. You see the 23 goes to the bottom. He's going to be stuck on that top lane. It seems like with the tire wear, everybody, it's kind of evened out so far at the moment with everybody kind of in dirty air. So it's pretty evened out. I see the 199. He pitted. That last time he was able to, and he's already making up a bunch of spots trying to get through the field. 44 gets a little loose. Him and the 32 make a little bit of contact right there.
As the 11 car goes to the pass of the lead, he's going to have him clear entering 3. 23 Greg Wellen been the lead in this whole time. I do not believe pit that last time. See what he's able to do in this dirty air. Maybe it'll hurt him real bad. They're dope 2x2x2 throughout this field.
Looks like that 7 truck is in the lead, and he's the pace car. And now you see the 23 on them older tires, still able to hang on to it at the moment. He's going to try to go to the outside of the 44. He's going to dive it in there, try to get underneath the Brandit 7 truck, but they're all going to make it out so far.
Yeah, the 44 dove it down in their 7 car. Kind of cut him off. 44 gave him a big break there. Probably could have made contact there if he wanted to, as he's trying to maybe work the high side right now. Gets right back down in front of Greg Wellen, 23 car.
You see, as soon as the 44 came across the 23's nose, especially with the old tires, it made the 23 push up the track big time, and he went up the track and lost a ton of time on the 2 in front. So the old tires and the dirty air not seeming to help him. The draft is keeping him in it, just staying low on the bottom, making sure no one can sneak underneath him. But it's getting pretty racy, just a few cars behind him.
Yeah, really racy. And you see how these tires are slowly wearing out. There's less and less people really able to work that top side, or you know, trying to stay, or able to stay double file. But as I say that, a couple guys hop up there, trying to get up to the front of this pack.
Yes, sir. We are on board with the 199, watching him make all the moves that he's been doing on them newer tires, going around the 75 Dutch Bros car of Wally. He's back behind the 80 truck on the outside. That's Brian Littleton. He's trying to make that outside work and try to push everybody around the car that gets trapped on the bottom.
As you see, Dustin, that 32 car goes to the inside of the 23. Bails on that top side, maybe losing a little bit of hope. Trying to go to the bottom, following the draft in front of him. But we'll see what that 23 can do on the high side with the old tires. He's checking up a lot. I think really hurting that high side.
Yeah, as soon as he moved up there, them old tires not helping it. The 75's looking to go 3 wide down the back straightaway for third. We're going to be 3 wide heading into turn number 3, are they going to be able to hold it? 75 on the apron, almost. The 32 in the middle, 23 on the top. We're still 3 wide down the front straightaway. That bottom lane just at the moment doesn't seem to be working for anybody. It definitely has been a struggle, and everybody seeming to lose a lot of momentum when they run down there. 32 washes up the track, makes contact with the 23 right there. A lot of 2 and 3s in this mix.
A lot, as Maybe it'll get trying to get dealt or a single file out. That is exactly what they need to not lose these front two. As those 23's tires are not hurting them as bad as maybe we thought they would. And he's with a little bit of help from that fourth place car. Oh, never mind. Just bails on him. Goes to the inside.
At the moment, still the 11, or the 7 truck, out in the lead with the 44 catching behind him. They both pitted on the same lap. Then Greg, he pitted a lap later. Rob in the 199, he's trying to make his moves and get back into this battle. He's been up front most of the race, and he's trying to fight his way back here on lap 40. He takes over the fourth spot. Now the 23, you see there, ended up getting a big wiggle, getting tight and losing a lot of the nose, and almost washed up into the 44 now. We're going to see what everybody does. He's not able to hold on the bottom like he was before. All these cars out back are going to try to go around him. You got Johnny in the mix. Mitchell, they're both a lap down, but a few of the lead guys are still in the battle racing. To the 32,
yeah.
He's lost a lot of spots in this battle. Been trapped on that bottom, it seems like.
Really intense as they're three wide headed in the corner. A little bit of contact. Give him a little boot scoot and boogie. Gets by him. But a really intense battle back here. And I think all these guys are trying to single file out, get this, you know, a little bit more organized and not lose those leaders as much, but just not really able to. Is Chad almost up in the wall? Maybe he is.
Maybe. I'm trying to look at this this 31 truck, James Holzer. He is actually with Reaper Setup Shop. Not seeming to be doing too quick. Obviously, this is a fixed one, so just struggling a little bit to make his way through the field. But as we go back up to the front, it's still a battle for second place between four cars. You got the 44, the 80, the 199, and 43 all battling for P number two.
Yep, down the back straightaway. That 199 trying to help the second place car, but he just keeps going to the bottom in the corner. 199's going to get the run, maybe clear behind him. No, he's going to go to the high side. Try to make the pass for second now. Not a whole lot of help behind him as they continue to battle and wear their tires down while the leader's out there by himself.
That clean air is definitely helping the leader, and the more and more he stays out front, the harder it will be for these guys to catch, even if they did single file out. But, well, the 199, he's going to be single filed out now. He's going to be dead even on tires with the number 7 that's leading the field. We'll see how much tires matter, how much has the 199 used up the tires to get through the field, and will he have enough to catch the 7 truck?
Yeah, and even if he catches them, catching and passing are very different things. So we'll see if he can do both of them as he tries to wear that gap down, but we are still battling back here for fourth place and fifth.
We go on board with the 44 truck, going with his helmet cam. You see how much shake there is in it. A lot of cars, this track pretty bumpy, especially right here as they enter the corner. On the bottom lane, that's right where the tunnel is, so it's a big big jolt for the transition on that bottom lane. But they're still, as I say that, couldn't be able to see it because I was in helmet cam. But the 80 truck, he's going to be just clear on the 44. On the exit of 4, he's going to take over that fifth spot.
And you talk about those bumps in 1 and 2. The only real way to combat those is run just higher than them or really hook that white line and get below them. But if you hit them, they are deadly and you will really, really start sliding up the track.
Yeah, gap still not to be closing in too much. Still 4 tenths between first and second. Doesn't seem like it's closing at all, so... Still about a half second gap between everybody. 3/10 now as he gains. And then the car in third, Roy Hyde, he's back up here. He's, after that incident before, he's in fourth. He's on the back bumper of Brian Miskell. Miskell in the 43 truck in third. So these two, seems like a half a second gap, 5/10 between first and second, second and third, and then they're pretty close battling, and then a second from fourth to fifth. So it's kind of spread out in the later runnings of this race. Still got 25 laps to go this time.
Yep, second place is definitely reeling them in, about 7/100, almost a tenth faster that last lap. He is slowly but surely closing that gap. And once he gets in that draft, I don't know if it'll help him, the dirty air, or hurt him. But we will see here.
Go on board with him and see what line he's kind of running, what he's doing with the wheel. Over the first two hash marks, just enters above him, ends up getting lower on him in the corner. And
that time,
not too bad.
That time, 4/100 faster.
So, second place. Catching the leader off and on, it seems like. Ooh, he's losing a bunch of time. The 199, don't
he's
know what
pitting.
Happened. He's pitting.
Pitting.
He's pitting this time. So, the 199, he comes down pit road. He pitted. Well, he pitted on lap 50 now that it update, but I believe he pitted on 27, so the leader still hasn't pit. He pitted a lap earlier. So, if Rob went to his limit on pitting and what he could do on fuel, I'm interested to see what Kyle does this time by, if he's able to make it or not.
I'm really shocked Kyle didn't pit right there. Rob pitting early. Every single lap that Rob comes out will be so much faster than Kyle's on them fresh tires. And he, once it cycles out, will gain a lot of time. And
leaving pit
Rob
road
pit
now.
Rob being the first to pit will probably force a lot of these guys to come in this time or next time, or at least very soon.
Yeah, it's going to put the 43 and the 41 to be second and third. I'm going to be back real quick. Nick, you got it from here.
And four. As we see a couple more guys coming in pit road, still the leader staying out. But that is 1, 2, 3, 4 cars pitting. We'll see if he had good stops here. Comes in clean. Pit crew trying to not make any mistakes, obviously. But the leader, let's see, leader is now pitting. Wow, lap 53, leader coming in. Kyle, that 11 truck slides, might have sped. It'll be very close.
As we go back to it, he was close on it, on the thing. I think he was in. Check entries, Nick, and you can see if he did make it or not, but green flag pit stops go on now. Josh Witt, he's a newer to the league. He's going to be fifth as they cross the line there.
Leader, no black flag. He didn't need to make it in.
Solid pitch entry from the 7 truck. 16. Josh Witt, as I was saying, he's a newer to the league, and he's actually in Discord with a few of the guys in chat and trying to get rolling. Got Chad Adams in the 51. He's up here too. He's, as he passes Kyle, leaving pit road. He's just behind the 199 truck. So he's was a lap down, or just pretty far back from where, and he looks like he's coming to pit road. No, he's not. He's still going on. So Chad last pitted on 26. So I don't know what his call is. We'll see. Field still mixing up though. Mitchell Moore, he's coming to pit road, was the leader before he did. So,
but that 199, I do believe when it cycles out, if no caution comes out, will be your leader. And the closest guy, I believe, is that 7 car of Kyle. He is pretty far back though. We'll see if he can make up the distance with only 2 lap fresher tires.
2 lap fresher tires. He'll have to gain about, from Natalie Ann, about 3/10, 4/10 a lap. and making his way through traffic and all that. It'll be interesting to see. But 199 ended up hitting early, doing the call to take the risk and pit first out of the front cars, and it seemed to work out for him. Now the 7, got to try to run him down. He goes on around the outside of Chad. Chad actually gets a little loose right there. Chad coming to pit road, as you can see right there, as the 7 actually went by and maybe took the air off the spoiler just a little bit, but all in all, still rolling good.
Yep, right in front of that 7 car is the 19 car, who is the leader right now, still has to make a pit stop, but we'll see how long he pushes it, maybe hoping for a yellow. Trap all these guys.
Glenn Stout out front, leading it, the only car, I believe, on the lead lap. He's lap 3rd place. Yeah, 3rd place is a lap down from him, so I'm assuming he's got the field. Stayed out the longest out of everybody, and just praying for yellow. I don't know how much these guys can make it on fuel on a full run. But he's going to wash up the track. That's going to slow down the 7 a bunch. He's got the 7, the 17, the 43. They're in this battle now. They're battling for the position.
As the leader is pitting this time by, he comes down pit road, makes a clean entrance, I do believe. But now the battle
we'll
for the lead.
See where it stacks up. I don't know. They're second and third at the moment. Greg Whelan, he pit it on 45. Rob Hayes, he pit it on 51. So, Greg at a disadvantage at the moment, and probably will be for the rest of this race. We're coming back to 15 laps to go. 159 or 199, still leading it.
Yeah, that 7 car is still really far back. He's got a little bit of help from a couple people, maybe trying to stay single file to try and catch these guys. But we'll see if they start eventually battling or if they're able to catch these people or these front runners. But you see that leader is pulling away from, P2. He has not quite passed the leader. He will cycle out as the leader, I believe, this time, though.
Greg
but,
Whelan.
He's just...
Yeah, Greg Whelan, he ended up staying out on that first yellow, and he was able to hold his own on them older tires for at least a few until he got in dirty air, and that's seeing what's happened now. So he, Rob and Greg, they both started in that one or two spots, but now it's flipped. Greg's lost the one spot, Rob's gained it, so. From the start of the race, it seems to be the front two still at the front, but we're looking at this battle between the 7, the 17, and the 43. 17 looks to go to the high side. Doesn't seem to have the center speed. Let's see what kind of run he gets off. 7's still going to be clear.
And this battling is exactly what that leader wants to see. Don't know if he can see it. He's so far out. This is exactly what he wants. Them battling is just slowing them down. Crossover by the 7 car, going back to the inside, a little bit loose through the tri oval there.
They are battling pretty good, pretty hard right here. It is fun to watch, and these guys might not think it's fun. Maybe they'll look after the race and think it's fun, but at the moment, just want to try to get going and try to catch the leaders. I don't know if they'll be able to, even if they did single file out. They've lost so much time. But 43, he's going to try to roll in that outside lane and help in the 17 truck.
They were about 3.4 seconds last time. About the same this time, really hurting them, staying double file like that. But they continue to battle for that third place spot.
It's been a good race. It's fun to watch. I don't know if it's definitely not what they want to be able to catch the leader, but they're having fun doing it. 7 keeping it pinned on that bottom lane. 17 keeping them pinned on it. So they're doing a good job as they're catching the 23 of Greg Whelan on them older tires, almost 10 lap older tires in them, about 9 to 8 between a few of the cars that pitted on different laps or depending on the lap that they pitted. So they're falling into the grasp of him. We'll see what lane he tries to just ride. And obviously, the guys that are catching him are quicker. They got the new tires, even though they're battling. But Greg's going to have to pick a lane. Interested to see what and where these guys go.
Definitely. They gained a tenth that time on the leader. Not a whole lot. Still double file. But we'll see where Greg goes. This might shake things up. Greg going to the bottom. Really getting in the dirty air right there.
Over.
Oh,
contact down the back stretch, and he's going to turn him. That is going to be big. The 7 or the 31. Well, the 17 actually ends up turning the 7 truck. Interested to see what they'll say in the chat. Let's go on the far chase cam and look.
It wasn't great.
Yeah, 7 just not fully clear. That looked intentional by this 7.1K ironed driver. So on lap 67, there's a yellow. But James, a 7.1 ironed driver, he just turned left on him and turned him after they made a little bit of contact. Kind of scared him a little bit. Got him into the wall. And it they didn't even touch the wall, though. I don't know why Lester had to wreck him. But that is not good. I'm assuming he'll get the yellow for that because they weren't good and rolling. We'll see who pits this time, though. Talking
hey,
to the drivers a little bit there. They seem to be disagreeing on a few things, and I was just saying what I saw from it. The 7K Ironed driver from Reaper just pretty much just hooked him, so I don't know what else to really say about it, but not going to help him. He's going to go to the back for that.
Both of them actually going to the back. First contact.
From the spin, yeah.
Said was on the 7, and then the Reaper did hook left after. So both of them going to get an EOL. And we'll see how this shakes stuff up. Two very fast guys going to the back. But going green, not very many laps to go. And we'll see what happens here.
It's going to be about four laps to go when we get back going green. So we'll see how it shakes up. That's going to shake up the front of the field. They seem to... agree, and 31 apologize, the 17 truck, he ended up apologizing. The Reaper truck, he ended up apologizing and saying that was his fault, so he took the blame for it. So, good move by him. Didn't try to hold it against him. Yes, he did hook left, and well, I think once he realized that, the admins, and we saw it, he may have thought better of it, but if you see in the bottom left, the top third, or second, third, fourth, we can throw in fifth. 23 spots, 20 spots, 27, and 12 spots have been gained by them. So they're gaining a bunch of spots, and now they're up at the front of the field. We'll see how they race. But they've been off and on at the front of the field. Now that they're up at the front, so is Greg Wellen, or Josh Witt, I bet he's up 24 spots, so a lot of the guys that were at the front are at the back now, and a lot of guys that were at the back are at the front. So it'll be a fun restart. Five laps to go when we go back green.
Five lap shootout should be fun. We got Chad up to P7. We saw he was struggling a little bit.
Was going to say something. He looks pretty speedy at the later parts of this race. We'll see how he runs with it.
Yeah, we'll see whose truck takes off better in these short runs. We got Wally up there, P5.
Alrighty, into the restart zone. Pace car lights are off, so five laps to go here at Las Vegas. Restarts are always crazy. We'll have to see what happens, but here we go. 199.43, R. Green. Outside lane doesn't get a very good restart from the 44. He gets a pretty slow restart. 23 going to shove the 51. Front three are going to be clear.
Those front three try to pull away. Chad trying to push Wally up there, trying to get in contention. Chad up the track a little bit, almost contact.
They're almost three wide.
They're three wide. They are three wide down the back straightaway.
They single file out once again. The 51. He's trying to make as much moves as he can to get around that 75. He's going to get him up the track just a little bit, almost into the 23. They're going to be three wide for that fourth place spot, but they're racing all over now for the lead for this fourth spot. I think
Chad's gonna have the help on the bottom with that four car. He's gonna push him clear as here comes them two trying to battle for the lead. Four car is gonna take it to the inside of the 51. Caution is out.
Caution out once again. We'll have to see what happened there. We hear it now. Seemed like a big wreck. Ooh. Oh, one upside down, the 93. 93 has not had a good race. He was upside down right there down the backstretch and was in the air earlier. So let's go and take a look from the far chase cam on the 94 truck. You see Johnny Tubbs up the track. He ends up it started behind him. The 19 truck ended up getting in the right rear of the 93 truck, and it turned him into Mitchell, and then the 93 ended up going for a flip. 93 had a very unlucky race. Jason Stephenson, he's been struggling this race. So, not good race for him. By the way, guys, after the race, you guys can go check it out or the stream or whatever. We're still streaming it and having fun watching. So, probably should have said something a little bit earlier, but...
Probably.
Well, I did. I said someone before the race, but can't help who watches or who doesn't.
Yeah, come on. You get yourself out of there.
We're
KL5 Racer, if you didn't already know. If you found this channel, I assume you know KL5 Racer. But
if you're watching it, you know, it'll be good.
Yeah.
That's probably why, but...
If you didn't know, we have a race every Tuesday of every week. One this Tuesday at Irwindale in the trucks. Should be a fun one. I will be racing it. Cabe will not be racing it.
I'll be commentating as normal. Maybe run one of the practice races with it and see if we can get a bunch of people in there for the practice races. Maybe record that one. We'll see how it goes. But Irwindale this week, race number three, gonna be a doozy, I think. First short track of the season. California Swing, gonna go to Auto Club then there. And I think we're staying on the West Coast for a track or maybe going back.
Here, I got you.
Yeah. I don't know what's good. What the schedule is, but definitely going to Irwindale. Yeah, a little burp right there, but going back to Irwindale this Tuesday. So
we got Irwindale, then Dover, the Monster Mile, then we go back to Vegas, which is here, then Martinsville. Oh yeah, then
short
Texas.
Track.
Oh yeah.
I know that you like Texas.
Yeah, and then Richmond back to Virginia. Martinsville's in Virginia, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'm not stupid. Kansas is in Kansas. Got you there. Chicagoland, I don't know where that is. Watkins Glen, I know it's in New York. And we're double filing up this time, I believe. Maybe not. Yeah, definitely not. Then we got Watkins Glen, Eldora, the All-Star Race at New Atlanta.
67 laps around that joint for the league owner, Doug. He was born in 1967 and is 67's always been kind of our meme number. So, cool race. That one will be $50 to win that one, I think, at the moment, with more sponsors coming in and stuff like that. So, $50 to win.
Yep. Then a big race to watch out for, USA, the Big Country Productions 150, coming to you live from USA. Should be a fun one. And sponsored by me. Thank you. Thank you. If you would like, if you have not seen the promotion videos for this channel, go check them out. They're all made by me.
Yeah, Nick, well, Nick did a pretty good job of calling. I think we might have you do another one and try to get do a few of the calls and all that. Maybe a little bit shorter one for intros and things like that. But this race seeming to have a good long run during it. Now we're getting a few of the yellows. So we'll, well, it's going to be interesting to see how everybody races in this one on this last few one. I think there is three green-white checkers, which is we're going to end up using them. So three green-white checkers available for this one.
The lights are out here at Las Vegas. What the fans have been waiting for, two laps to go if we do not wreck. If we take that white flag, whatever the next flag is, we'll end it. As we got still Brian leading it.
I am responding to a few of the comments. Brennan Bass. Brennan, you're in here. He's watching. Got a lot of new faces in this one. Yes, sir. JT3IW167. He's in here. So it has been a fun one so far, but we're coming back to the green this time. So pace car lights are out. 43, 41, 199. 51 for your top five for this restart. See how they roll. What's your bets? Who do you think?
I think that 199 is going to get it done. I want to see Chad get it done.
Soon you're going to pick your teammate in that one. Kind of set you up for that one, but Pacecar pulls off into the restart zone now. Here they go. Outside lane 41 gets a not a great restart. That's going to let the 199 get clear of him. Chad's going to be stuck on that high line. We'll see how this restart rolls. Chad's still stuck out there. The 4 going to try to get clear. Not going to be able to. Just an unfortunate restart for Chad. But the 199 looking to the outside of the 43 down the backstretch.
Everyone hops to the high side. The double file. Three lanes deep in this front pack. See which line can prevail. They're pushing pretty hard up top.
Four's
almost three wide.
Push.
White flag.
199 white flag this time. We'll see how it goes into turn number one. They're almost three wide for second place. The 199 trying to build momentum. Here's the 51. He's back in the action right behind the 199. 199. He's going to be clear on both lanes to the outside. Down the backstretch. They make contact. 51. He gets turned by the 4. They make contact. Little touch. 199. He's going to spin. It's going to come down to big wreck. 43 versus 41. Coming to line. It's going to be Brian Miskell. Ends up getting the win. Wow.
43 car wins it in a huge wreck behind them.
See
what a finish.
What even happened on that one? So they all just kind of touched. And it seemed like. Oh, yeah. So we'll go back and look. See the 4. Just got to the middle of the 199. It spun him. Then nowhere for the 75, the 80, 44. They all got contact from that. Josh Witt, he actually ends up finishing third. So, Josh, good run by Josh. He's actually in Discord. We can interview him. So, let's go ahead and do that. Josh Witt, you end up finishing P3. don't know where you started on that restart. You kind of came in out of nowhere. You were, before entering turn number three, I think you were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. You were ninth place heading into turn number three and came out of it 6th. So
ninth to third. I'll take it.
Third.
Yeah. How did what did you think heading into three, and what did you think on exit of three?
Oh, it was crazy. I just started seeing everybody spin there. I was like, all right, well, this is not gonna end well. And then I made it through. I went high.
It looked pretty scary. You saw the 51. He got up in the wall, and then they all started wrecking in front. I know,
yeah.
Making it through. I know, can't really interview any of the front guys, but all in all, was fun to watch and stuff. So cool to get you in.
Yeah.
I knew that you were one of the newer league guys, so that was cool that you ended up having a good finish right there.
Yeah, I think I started 32nd or something like that. So I did not have a good race. I just got lucky at the end. Sometimes I guess that's what it takes.
Sometimes better to be lucky than good. So
that's
definitely a fun one.
For sure.
Congratulations on P3, Josh Witt.
Thank you, sir.
Yep, good job.
Josh Witt, P number 3 there at the end. But
you want to go back and look at that wreck from the 19's point of view? Because what he did to make it through that wreck is just genius.
Who was it?
His strategy. Yeah, the 19 Glenn Stout. He just taped it down. Did not lift.
93?
Finished P4.
What was it?
19. Number 19.
19. Let's see.
Before entering P3, or coming out of back straightaway, he was...
10th place.
10th place.
Right behind Josh. Oh, didn't even lift. He made it through somehow to get 4th. Said, I'm either going to be in it or... be in it or out of it. Don't really know. Sent one guy into the 5th place runner, James Holzer. That was a... amazing finish. He did a good job making it through, but I don't know who's all still in here, but good run, guys. That was cool.
Yeah, he made it through that thing. He dropped the hammer, taking out the competition while doing it. Got P4 out of it. Man, I would love to interview him. Unfortunately, he's not in here.
Not in the Discord, but we'll see who else we get. See if we get anybody else. Josh Wood actually up 29 places, so Josh was the biggest mover in that one. So, congratulations, Josh. Not too bad of a race. I know for some of the league guys it didn't work out, but was a fun race all in all to watch and announce. So, congratulations to the 43, Brian Miskell. He ends up getting it done and winning at Las Vegas. So, recruitment race on Friday. Not too bad. It was a fun one to watch. So, if... y'all enjoyed, do like, subscribe, comment, and ask if anybody is interested in the league. Half the field in here wasn't even in the league, but it was. Hopefully we're going to be able to pick up a few cars from it. So if you guys enjoyed, do like, subscribe, and see you in the next one. Goodbye.